Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Michael's in Painesville. He's going to play this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Michael, how are you?
Good.
Good? Ready to play this round of Trump Tui?
Yes.
All right, Michael's ready to roll. All right, ask Jen to leave the room and we'll go ahead and get started.
Jen, can you leave the room?
Yes, I can. Good luck, Michael.
Thank you.
Producer Stevie.
Hello.
You're going to keep track of the score. Michael's going to answer five questions. Jen's in the hallway for this part of the game. All right, we're going to ask you five questions. We're going to see if you can win this game. We are rooting for you. Limited edition Jen and Tim Show coffee mug up for grabs. See if you can win your way into a redemption week also. All right, there is a timer involved. Obviously, you will answer. Give us your answer within the timed limits. Let's go ahead with question number one. Let's start with Uncrustables. I was tagged in this quite a bit yesterday as a possible Tasty Tuesday, by the way. We'll see what happens. So they're adding new high-protein flavors like Bright-Eyed Berry and Up an Apple, each of those with 12 grams of protein. We're very protein-aware.
Like
Starbucks, Uncrustables, everybody protein-aware, and that's great. So Uncrustables are missing which part of the sandwich?
The crust.
All right. Question number two. Get excited. Guardians are in the playoffs. And there are three games at Progressive Field this week against the Detroit Tigers. First one is today, 1:08 p.m. So let's play a round of Name That Base. Cleveland Guardians player Brian Rocchio. Does he play first base, second base, or catcher?
Second base.
Let's go with question number three. Demi Lovato just dropped a behind-the-scenes photo from the set of Camp Rock 3 with a caption, "This is me in my producer era," end quote. And fans are losing it. What is the name of the character that Demi Lovato plays in Camp Rock?
Beverly.
All right, we're going to go with question number four. Snoop Dogg is set to return to NBC also on Peacock for the 2026 Winter Games, where he's going to explore Italy and share his perspective in the Snoop's Greatest Hits segment. So we can look forward to that next year. Now, Snoop Dogg has been nominated 16 times for a Grammy, but does he have a Grammy win to his name? Yes or no?
No.
Let's go with question number five. Nicole Kidman and country star Keith Urban, apparently they're done. They've separated after 19 years of marriage. Now, Nicole Kidman has an Oscar win. She has one Oscar win in the Best Actress category for which 2002 film?
Eyes Wide Shut.
All right, we're going to see how you did with those five questions, and then Jen has to answer those same five questions, and we'll see how she does with those five questions. We're going to see if you can Trump Tui in 4 minutes on Star 102. Michael's in Painesville playing this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Jen Tui now back into the room. Producer Stevie, let Michael know how he did.
Michael got three.
There you go.
Ooh,
nice job, Michael.
Excellent.
In Painesville, if you could send a couple of those buses over to Menor, we could appreciate that. Great. We need some buses.
I don't think you need the buses. You need the drivers.
Oh, yeah. True. That's true. Yeah. Well, you know.
We could have left the show early and drove all the kids.
Imagine that. Oh,
no.
Yeah.
Do they have speakers?
We'd have been going to McDonald's. Yeah. We'd been late for that route.
Yeah,
kids, where do you want to go?
That would be something.
Oh, let's turn up Star 102. All right.
That's actually a promotion we should do. Have you guest like, not drive, but, like, be on the speaker of a bus.
Oh, that'd be great. Could you imagine that?
You're, like, the guest host of the bus that morning. That would be, like, the most fun bus ride ever for the
kids. There's a trolley for sale on Facebook Marketplace right now.
Oh. You'd be a great tour
guide. Can you imagine
that? Yes, you would.
Oh, my God, I would crush that thing.
I mean, it would be lengthy, but it would be
fun. Oh, we would go everywhere.
You'd get a lot of tips.
Yes,
you would.
Absolutely. I was thinking, you know, what can I do with that trolley? They won $17,000 for it. Don't think I thought about it. About that. That thing run.
Oh, boy.
If all of a sudden a trolley pulls out in front of there, Tim just parallel parked that trolley on the side of the car.
Not a terrible idea.
Question number one. Uncrustables is adding a new high-protein flavor, a couple of different flavors, the bright-eyed berry and the up-and-apple, which each have 12 grams of protein. We're very protein aware
now.
Yes, we are.
Very
protein aware. So Uncrustables are missing which part of the sandwich?
The crust.
Yeah, of course. Question number two. Get excited. Guardians are in the playoffs. There's three games at Progressive Field this week against the Detroit Tigers. First one today, 108. Let's play a round of name that base.
What?
I couldn't come up with a better name. China alliteration.
No, you're not doing that thing you did yesterday.
I'm not. So it's the name. I'm saying
name that base.
Name that base. Okay. So, for example, Cleveland Guardians player Brian Rocchio. Does he play first base?
Oh, God.
Second base?
I have no idea.
Or catcher?
I don't know. Catcher. First base.
I said I was going to play this game today.
But yeah, you really would. I hate that game so much.
We'll wait for tomorrow.
I hate it more than infield and outfield.
Outfield position
don't
tomorrow.
Say
second base.
Name that base.
Second base.
Oh my
God.
Next
time I'll be name that outfield spot.
Oh my. Don't.
Tomorrow, wait for it.
I hate your games.
Second base was
quit
the correct.
Quit playing a game within the game.
I like the game within the game.
You do like the game within the game. I do not like the game within the game. God,
name that outfield spot tomorrow instead of name that base.
No.
As we move to question number three,
no.
Demi Lovato just dropped a behind-the-scenes photo from the set of Camp Rock 3 with the caption, and I quote, "This is me in my producer era," end quote. Fans are losing it. What is the name of the character that Demi Lovato plays in Camp Rock?
I don't know.
Wow.
It's a... Oh, Mitchie? Mitchie! No? Didn't you say it was something like that? Or is that a different
I didn't say
show?
Anything. I just asked the question.
Stevie?
Well, I mean, that was right. I don't know.
That was right?
It was right. Mitchie Torres.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if you needed the last name is what
yeah,
I was.
I won't. I won't because I do not.
Oh, my gosh.
I will take Mitchie.
First of all, my heart Mitchie's is so fine. Racing from your stupid bases
the Brian
question.
Roque. I'm going to ask that same one tomorrow.
You know I'll get it wrong.
Question number four. Snoop Dogg set to return to NBC and Peacock. Just for the record, question three was answered correctly. For the 2026 Winter Olympics, where he's going to explore Italy and share his perspective in the Snoop's Greatest Hits segment. Snoop Dogg has been nominated 16 times for a Grammy, but does he have a Grammy win to his name? Yes or no?
Yes.
That would be... He holds the record for Grammy nominations without a win at 16.
No.
Can you believe that?
Kidding. Oh, poor Snoop.
So he played baseball.
Stop.
In high school.
No, he did not.
He was a second baseman.
I hate you.
He did not.
This is the worst.
Even if he did.
Okay.
We're moving to question number three.
All right,
Jen, you have to get this one to go to a tiebreaker.
Oh, great. I love the tiebreaker. It's
Nicole
so fun.
Kidman, country star Keith Urban. Apparently they're done, separated after 19 years of marriage. Ugh. Whose fault was it?
So you can't ask
I'm
that.
I'm kidding. Nicole, I have no idea. Nicole has an Oscar win in the Best Actress category.
I don't
for
know.
Which
I don't
2002
know.
Film.
I don't remember. Eyes wide shut. It's not that. It's not that. Lady Marmalade. No. What was that called?
2002. That was a long time ago.
What was the guy? The singing
the
one.
The snaps?
Is no, the singing one. It's not that either.
The Hours.
That's how long ago
not
that
even a dot of what I would have
guessed. Final
What's
total, Stevie.
What's the one
they sing? Michael Moulin 3, Rouge. Gen 2.
Yes. Moulin Rouge. This was a mess. Michael, congratulations. You did it. You trumped me.
All right.
I cannot... Like, I wish it was tomorrow already to ask about the outfield spot. I'm so excited.
I'm so thrown and upset right
you
now. This was the worst.
Won the limited edition Jen and Tim Show mug. You are also going to be invited in studio in November for Redemption Week so we can play rounds of Name That infield spot live in studio.
I would like to cancel that.
Tell everybody who you are and tell everybody what you just did.
I'm Michael from Painesville, and I trump Tui.
Ann's in Willowick. She's going to play this round of trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Hey, Ann, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Do you know how to drive a bus?
I do not know how to drive a bus. My mom does, though.
So. Oh. She wanted to drive for Mentor City Schools.
Oh, are you going
to
start hiring for them?
I'm asking everybody that I talked to today. We need bus drivers in Mentor. We are.
My mom used to drive for Willoughby Eastlake.
Oh, no way. Oh. See, there you go.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Mama.
Yes.
All right. Let's get to a round of Trump Tui. Just ask Jen to leave the room, and that will start the game.
Okay, Jen, please leave the room.
I'm leaving the room. Good luck, Ann.
All right. Ann trying to make it back. To back. To back. Losses. See if Jen pulls through. Hey, Stevie, how are you?
Hello, I'm good. How are you?
There you go. Well, we'll see what happens. You answer them to the best of your ability. You know there's a timer involved. Jen's out of the room. So that's what you do. If you win, that would be amazing. Okay. If Jen wins, you know, it happens. If you go to a tie, there is a tiebreaker. We will see what happens, and we'll begin with question number one. As I mentioned, producer Stevie keeps track of the score. We're all rooting for you. We're going to begin with McDonald's because there's big news. They have decided to bring back their fan favorite Monopoly game for the first time in 10 years. It begins on October 6th, but you can pre-register for the game by downloading their app. Which burger would you find at McDonald's? Would it be a Big Mac or a Whopper?
Big Mac.
Let's go with question number two. KitchenAid has just unveiled a limited edition tangerine twinkle stand mixer, which is inspired by Taylor Swift's upcoming album, The Life of a Showgirl. Does her new album come out in October or November?
October.
Like soon.
End of the week,
I
right?
know. I don't know why I was thinking wait. It was a couple weeks away. I said, October's tomorrow. This is the end of the week.
Quick.
Like, this is like now. All right, question number three. Netflix is dropping some Bridgerton news. The streamer shared the first poster of season 4 and said it's going to premiere next year. This was in a social media post. Which actor, also known for his role in Wicked, plays the character of Anthony Bridgerton?
I don't know. I'm going to go with Jeff Goldblum.
All right. We're going to question number four. 20 years after The Simpsons appeared on the big screen in their first full-length film, America's favorite animated family is going to be getting a follow-up. Now, there's no details about the movie and when it's going to be released other than expected premiere date is July 23rd of 2027. So we're going to see what happens there.
How do they know that?
I have no idea.
Like, they pick these dates.
And then they move back, and they move forward. That's the story we have almost every week. It's like, oh, it's not going to happen then. It's going to move up. It's going to move back.
But don't. Just tell us 2027.
Yeah, exactly. We're fine with that. Oh, okay. We'll look forward to that year.
They give us a specific date always.
It's impressive. And if they stick the landing on that date, that's even more impressive.
I know.
In the movie, talking about the previous Simpsons movie, what does Homer call his pet pig when he walks him across the ceiling?
Spider pig.
All right, question number five. I do not know if I would have gotten that.
That's you remember the song?
I do.
Though?
Oh, like, no. I remember it very well.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to think if I would know that in 8 second timer. I think
is
more
a
fair.
Weird question.
Yeah, very well done. Question number five. An AI actress named Tilly Norwood is sparking outrage from real performers. So the founder of this AI talent thinks that he thinks that she's going to be the next Scarlett Johansson or Natalie Portman. Just so bizarre. I know. What is the name of the 2008 romance / drama film that starred both Scarlett Johansson and Natalie Portman?
What was the year again?
2008.
I don't know.
That's okay. We'll see how you did with the other questions. We're going to bring Jen back into the room and ask her those same five questions. See if you can trump Tui. It all continues in 3.5 minutes on Star 102.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Ann and Willowick playing this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, trying to make it back to back. Back losses. We'll see what happens. Producer Stevie, how did Ann do?
Ann got three.
There
nice.
You go, Ann.
Good job, Ann.
Very well done.
Thank you.
There you go. All right, now we're going to ask Jen the same five questions. You know how this works? We're going to begin with question number one. McDonald's has decided to bring back their fan favorite Monopoly game for the first time in 10 years. Begins on October 6th. You can pre-register for the game by downloading their app. Which burger would you find at McDonald's? A Big Mac or a Whopper?
A Big Mac.
Yeah, it would be a Big Mac. Ooh, that's combo number one. Question number two. Don't judge. I'm there off. I was just there yesterday. And I saw this entire thing. I was like, oh, they're bringing me that Monopoly game. I'm in. I am in.
Did you get a combo number one?
No, I actually didn't get anything. Izzy and her friend got some fries.
How do you go there and not get fries?
Because I was on my way to get dinner elsewhere. And I was like, do I go full Fat Tim and grab something here and act like I didn't eat or be relatively good and then go to where I was going?
I see.
Oh, yeah. Question number two. I really wanted
to say no to McDonald's.
I wanted some fries. I was smelling that.
Proud of you on that.
I know. Sitting there watching them eat their fries.
Wow.
Question number two. KitchenAid just unveiled a limited edition tangerine twinkle stand mixer inspired by Taylor Swift's upcoming album, The Life of a Showgirl. Does her album come out in October or November?
October.
Very soon, October. Question number three. Netflix is dropping some Bridgerton news. The streamer shared the first poster of season four and said that it's going to premiere next year in a social media post. Thanks for narrowing it down.
It feels lengthy.
Which actor, also known for his role in Wicked, plays the character Anthony Bridgerton?
Jonathan Bailey.
It is Jonathan Bailey. As we move to question number four, 20 years after The Simpsons appeared on the big screen in their first full-length film, America's favorite animated movie, or family, excuse me, is going to be getting a follow-up. No details about the movie have been released other than expected premiere date of July 23rd of 2027. In the movie, years ago, what does Homer call his pet pig when he walks him across the ceiling?
I don't know. Hammy.
That is not okay. Hammy? Turn his pet pig into ham?
I don't know.
Spider pig.
I didn't watch it.
I was just trying to
think of a pig name.
Can you believe she said Hammy Ann?
Pigaroni? I don't know.
Pigaroni? It's worse.
Okay.
All right.
I forget his actual name, but it was something like... Pig.
Somebody
pig
listening will definitely DM us.
I hope it was Hammy.
No.
Wouldn't that be amazing if it was Hammy?
It wasn't. With a P.
Question. Pig. Question number five.
Jen, you do have to get this one, we'll have a tiebreak.
That's always
fun. So fun.
Mm-hmm. And it'll be the weight of the spider pig. Good luck.
Stop.
Question number five.
Don't you dare.
I don't think we know that.
I don't think we know it either. An AI actress named Tilly Norwood is sparking outrage from real performers. So the founder of this AI talent says he thinks that she's going to be the next Scarlett Johansson or Natalie Portman. What is the name of the 2008 romance/drama film starring both Scarlett Johansson and Natalie Portman?
It's Black Swan.
It's not. The other Bowling Girl?
I never saw that.
Okay,
yeah.
That's the answer for question number five.
That's great. Cool. So it's a tiebreaker?
It is a tiebreaker!
How fun.
You ready for this tiebreaker?
Yes.
All right, so we're going to tiebreaker time. So you're going to answer. Once again, the timer is still involved. You would give me the answer within your time frame. Jen's writing down her answer during the exact same time so we can keep this thing fair. Do I want to go Simpsons? I'm going to go back to question number one. We're going to go back to Monopoly. I want to know how many years ago that game was released. Closest to the actual number without going over. How many years ago was that game released? Here's your timer.
65
years ago.
I literally wrote down 65.
We'll go
I'm
to the
so
next
sorry.
Question. No, that's no big deal. We'll go to the next question. We want to keep this fair. By the way, that one was 90 years ago, Monopoly.
Shut up.
I would, but I got to keep going. We're going to go back to question number four, then. We will go to The Simpsons. I want to know how many episodes of The Simpsons and its 36 seasons have aired.
Oh,
here
my
you go.
God. I don't know.
Screaming doesn't help.
1,000.
I don't know. 823.
You're both high. Try again.
All right.
750.
425.
It is 790 total episodes.
Oh, my God. You did it, Andy.
You were both right on it, though. Both of them, you had 65. Both of them, you were within a couple hundred of that.
Wow.
790 in 36
seasons. That's a lot of episodes.
That is a lot of episodes. It's been on a long time. So that means another mug.
Are we going to run out?
I think we are. A lot of smooth sips to the lips.
Really?
But no, congratulations. That was good. That was a great battle. Went into, I guess, like a double overtime?
Double overtime. Is that a first?
So you'll also be qualified for Redemption Week as well. Very, very good job. Tell everybody who you are and tell everybody what you just did.
I'm Ann from Willowick, and I just trumped Tui.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.